Welcome back to Unarmored Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching each episode. And continue, please, to share with your friends and family members and colleagues. And don't forget to leave a rating or review if you feel this is a awesome show. And you can connect to all of my social media on the Parade Deck. Just look in the show notes, or you can put in the search engine Mario P. Fields Parade Deck and get all access to my social media. Well, let's get ready to interview another guest who is willing to remove their armor to help other people. Welcome back to Unarmored Talk Podcast. I am your host tonight for this special episode. Depends on when you watch it. It may be the daytime in the world, but it is right now in the evening on the East Coast, and I got a former NFL offensive lineman for the Seattle Seahawks, Dave Desrosier, and he's been in acting, he's been in investing and more. Dave, what's up, my man?
I've been all over the place. I appreciate you having me on, man. You know, we've been getting to know each other, I think, pretty much just through texts and LinkedIn and Zooms, you know, veteran Zooms on Wednesday nights with Christine, and now starting to get to know each other a little bit better. So thanks for having me on, Mario.
No, my pleasure. And everybody, just so you guys know, the running joke is Dave is about six. What are you, Dave, 6 foot nine, 6'10"?
No, bro, come on. Today? So the stories grow. So when I was younger, I was 6'7", but now I'm only like 6'6". So I'm gonna be 60 this year. You know that shrink. I'm shrinking, but I wish my waistline would shrink. I'm just getting shorter, but I'm still about 285 pounds or so.
Hey, everybody, you know the running joke. I'm 5'2" and a half and shrinking. That's it. So I told Dave, when I come out to SoCal sooner or later, me and him can't take a picture next to each other.
Well, we're good eventually, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, you guys know the deal. Well, before we jump into the show for tonight, I want to thank everyone again for your continued support of Unarmored Talk Podcast as we rapidly get to year four. You know, hundreds of episodes already, rapidly starting to go towards that 200 mark. But the big thing is all the charitable dollars that we have generated since 2020. And so you guys can go on the website at www.stillservinginc.com. And you can see we've combined, donated over 20K. To students in low-income communities in Pitt County, North Carolina. So again, get on that website, check us out, and I'm done with all that admin stuff. Everyone, tonight we have a special guest, and essentially what you guys are seeing, and I just kind of briefly went over his kind of executive resume there, professional introduction, is he's done a lot of great stuff in his life. He looks young, he's almost 30, but here's the deal.
Squared.
Hey, here's the deal, Dave. You have done a lot for veterans. I've seen you. You and I've been connected. You have this insatiable passion for supporting veterans. But from my basic understanding, my man, it hasn't always been like that. Talk to us a little bit about it.
Oh, you know, you did kind of do a basic run. You know, I did get an opportunity to play a little bit of football in the NFL and then play in the World League and a couple of years here and there. And then I went off and launched a professional career, and I did a little bit of acting. You're right. You know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and did a movie or two and some commercials. But anyhow, when I got into life, I did investment planning for 20 years and I was successful at it. And we did charitable things, but you know, I think I did charitable things so everyone would see me doing charitable things. And, you know, it was more for me than it was for the person that we were giving it to, you know, that we were in a position that we could help people out. And it wasn't until I lost everything. And this was in 2010. So it's not that long ago. I went through a horrible divorce and just was making poor life decisions. And Mario, I found myself on a park bench in 2015, emotionally, spiritually, and financially bankrupt. I just had nothing. And it was one of those. It was one of those things. All right, God, let's do it your way. I ain't doing it right, you know. And I completely started my life over and got back into my faith. And it was a very humbling experience. It's very humbling for me to even say that I got myself there. So it was really successful. But you know, I had to lose everything in order for me to live the life that God wanted me to. And so I completely started over. And it was a thing that I did with an old high school friend. she reached out to me and said, hey, Dave, we're going to go down to the West LA VA. My son, a former, I believe he was a Marine, got addicted to heroin and was in the West LA VA. They kicked him out because he was suicidal. I'm thinking, isn't that why they have the hospital?
Yeah.
You know, but so they kicked him out because he was suicidal, and then he ended up overdosing that night.
Oh, and wow. So
she has a mission to go down to the West LA VA and bring, you know, clothing and items and food to the veterans that are outside the walls, outside the gates, that are living on pallets and in tents, and asked if I would do that with her. And we went down with an MC called the Deserted because they protect her, and they take her down. And seeing that firsthand and knowing that, hey, I was that cat just, and I don't know how long it was after when I turned my life around, but it wasn't that long. I would say it was probably within a year or two, probably about a year. And I'm looking at the buildings behind them and these huge monoliths of just open space. They're empty. And I'm going, why are all these cats out here? You know? And then I saw people, there was no shortage of food, Mario. I mean, they have like a food bank, you know, that's monitored. And, but the people would just go and they'd drop the stuff off and they'd run away. And
Wait a minute. They would just drop the food.
Yeah. They didn't want to talk to them. They didn't want to engage. It's, you know, people don't know how to deal with that. Well, like I said, you know, it was one night for me. You know, I didn't have a tent, and I didn't stay there long. Because I knew I didn't like it, but I got there right, and so I sat and I talked to those guys, you know, and they would apologize because they were doing their drugs or they were doing. I'm like, bro, believe me, I know all about that. Don't even worry about it. I'm Dave. What's your name? You know, and they appreciated the engagement, and so it kind of stemmed from that. I'm just thinking in my infantile mind, not being aware at all. How many of us are just not aware that this is an issue? And then as I started to get involved with purpose-driven things, it just always seemed to be veteran organizations that I was drawn to. It's, you know, Care Possible was one of the benefactors of my golf tournament, my charity golf tournament. I pulled one of these on April 8th. This is a shameful plug. April 8th, we raised money for veteran support programs here in Orange County. But, you know, Care Possible provides free, you know, counseling, and Veterans Legal Institute provides free full representation to veterans to get their benefits, to get housing that they keep getting denied. Sometimes it's after they pass away that they actually get the benefit for the family. They work for like I said, for free for years sometimes to battle for our veterans. Patriots in Paws, who has a huge warehouse of items in a veteran or active duty military person can drive up with a pickup or a flatbed. And it doesn't matter if you need some plates or if you need a whole house of furnishing, you just go shopping. There's no limit, no questions. You take what you need. And it's, you know, these fantastic organizations that we benefit. But what's happened is that I have slowly then built myself back, and I'm now the president of the NFLPA here in Orange County. I was elected by my peers to sit on the former Players Advisory Board.
Wow.
I'm currently going through NFL Transition Coach Certification. I am the CEO and president of my own foundation, the First and Goal Project, helping people in transition, which we have talked about with your Department of Labor credentials. And I use that platform now to bring former players and get involved. And we just do tons of veteran events. We just did one down at Pendleton. The Dark Horse Battalion, the 3-5, had the deployment run over. They missed their Christmas party. And so I get a call and say, hey, Dave, we're doing an NFL playoff party for the 3-5 Battalion, Dark Horse Battalion. Can you bring a former player with you? And I said, so this is an NFL playoff party? They go, yeah. I said, okay, how about if I bring 3 Super Bowl champs with me? And like, you know, and I'm like, so Todd Light, you know, Super Bowl of the Rams, Matt Vanderbeek, Super Bowl of the Dallas Cowboys, Walter Thurman, the 3rd Super Bowl champ with the Seattle Seahawks, and then me, because, well, it was my idea, so I get to go. but to see the face on 700 Marines and their families, you know, that's just sharing stories about the NFL and then hanging out with them. It's every time I do it, it's just just bringing value and showing that we, you know, we appreciate them, mm-hmm. and glad they're home, you know, and let's have some fun together. So it's no surprise, you know, once you start getting involved. But that's how I got there. It wasn't one of those things I've been doing all my life. We have no veterans in our family other than my great-great-grandfather rode with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. So there's no, wow. no military background. You know, it's just me being a patriot. And I'll say one more thing, because I've been talking the whole time. This is your show, and I haven't shut up yet.
Oh, no, this is good, Dave. I'm captivated, for real, my friend.
Let me tell you this. My mom is not surprised. She said, David, she goes, from the time you were however big, she said, and I have pictures. I had Army helmets. I had the what do they call it? The Union Jack, you know, from the Civil War. I had, you know, rifles. And when Captain Kangaroo came on, I don't know if you're old enough, but when Captain Kangaroo came on, he always had to be played the national anthem, and I'd march around the couch with my American flag. Wow. She said, David, this doesn't surprise me. So anyhow, so maybe it's in my blood, but. I will tell you, I would say the majority of the things that I do, events that I do, are surrounded or involved with veterans and supporting our veteran community.
Yeah. And everyone, I have witnessed it. Like you said, Dave and I, we've been, you know, connected for a few years now. It seems like forever, Dave. And I tell you, you know, I know a lot of folks, but, you know, First and Goal Project and the other various things I've seen you do for veterans. Just amazing. And the other cool thing that connects, you know, me to you and what you just did for 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. Actually, my last combat deployment, I was deployed with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. I was with 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines, and we were all in the same box in Afghanistan together. So, I mean, that is pretty cool. And you guys heard him. You know, Dave removed his armor. You know, I wasn't always this way, but it took me, you know, to kind of hit rock bottom. I use that metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
To really find my purpose and live a purposeful life. You've impacted me. I've seen you impact thousands. And this is just the beginning. You got your little sergeant major here in your back pocket. But Dave, looking back, if you want to leave the listeners and viewers, because you guys know, Dave, let me tell you guys, Dave may be 6'6", but the amount of things he's doing in Southern California, you would think there's 180 Dave Desrochers. I'm not joking. I have to send him a text, and I hold my breath like I'm in a gas chamber. But so I'm not going to hold you too much tonight, because him and I have been trying to work this thing for months.
Right.
So looking back, if you had to give any piece of advice to anyone in veterans, those who are struggling, those who are hitting rock bottom, you know, what would you tell them, my friend?
Well, you know, it's a God story. You know, it was a faith story. And I share this analogy. I've been benched twice in my life. One time was by my coach. I was playing BYU, and I played against a guy that was 6'9". I walked through the line of scrimmage. I've done something I never did. I looked up, you know, and this cat, you know, was BYU. So he was from a mission. So he's like 28 years old, a beard. And he was just kicking my butt. I went in for like the fourth or fifth series, and the coach grabs me by the collar. It's his son. He goes, look, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing your parents up there, and you're embarrassing yourself. And like, I knew it was going bad, but he goes, you sit on that bench and you decide if you want to play or not. Right. Well, okay. So yeah, I want to play. That's what it's all about. You know, I have all this work. I want to be on that field, but I can't very well go back out there and do the same thing and expect a different result. And I had to completely change what I was doing. We end up winning the game, beat BYU for the first time in 12 years, and I get lineman of the game. And then went on to have a decent career. Well, in life, I was getting my butt kicked. I didn't even know it, because I was making a lot of money. I was doing all these great things that I thought I was doing, but I was making a bunch of bad decisions. I was using drugs. I was drinking. I was just not living a life that I should be living. Right. And, you know, and so God slowly just took everything away from me. And he kind of sat me on that park bench. And it was like, he was saying to me, son, he goes, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing your parents, and you're embarrassing yourself. I've blessed you with a great life. And he has. Now you sit on this bench, you decide if you want to live the life I blessed you with. Amen. And I thought, man, I got a lot to offer. You know, I don't know how I got here, but this isn't what I envisioned my life being, right? But I can't very well go back out there doing the same thing, expect a different result. I had to completely pivot my life and change my life. And since then, it's been all these things we've been talking about. It's been such a blessing to be looked at, to be voted in by my peers in a position to be on a board and to be able to be asked to do these things. I wouldn't have been asked to do these things, you know, 8-9 years ago. So it is a blessing. And it's been a purpose and not an agenda. I have no agenda when I show up to anything. And it's not about me. It's about a purpose. And what can I do? What can we do together to make a difference? And that's what I encourage people to do. We're so agenda driven. What am I going to get? You know, people will, I'll invite them and go, well, you know, can I get any business from it? I don't know. Right. I mean, if that's your intent, I don't want you going with me. You know, if you're looking at dollar signs over people's heads, I don't want you with me. But if we could do something together, we don't know what it's going to be. But it's going to be developing, you know, like what we're doing with NGBN. We're developing a community together to make a difference. And I do want to add one more thing while you have me on.
Oh, yeah.
One thing we're doing, aside from my golf tournament, which is fun and great, April 6th, and you know about this, April 6th, NGBN TV is training 100,000. Initially, we said men. We wanted to train 100,000 men on suicide intervention. What to look for? And I think most of us will see it. Most of us kind of, you know, you know when somebody's struggling. But more importantly, what do you do? What do you say? Because that's the hardest thing. Because I've been through suicide training, like 15 hours of suicide training. That's the hardest thing. And so we're doing that live from the American Legion 291 in Newport Beach, the nation's largest American Legion. And we're hosting two shows, one at 9 to 11 Eastern, so 6 to 8 PST, and then 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time. And it's being conducted by a retired sergeant, MP from the Army, has received all kinds of accolades and awards for his work in suicide intervention by the DOD, by the Army. And guys, go to NGBN TV and just sign up. And we have watch parties going on all over the country. It's amazing. We're talking about, you know, if you build it, they will come. And it's just, it's, you know, we're just trying to save men's lives. And that's the whole purpose of the whole network.
Yeah, no, and thanks. And I'm also, you know, because of Dave Desrocher, it's here soon. I'll be a new member of the NGBN TV family. You know, I'll be doing Thursday Night Lives Unarmored with Mario P, baby, to continue to help everyone on the team save lives. Like Dave said, as we kind of close out, you may see depression on the outside. You may not see it, but what do you do? And that's the key. Like you said, when someone calls and they go, hey, it's Mario. Hey, how you doing, Mario? Yeah. You know, I'm kind of numb right now. What's next? So you guys heard it, April 6th, you know, I'm going to start promoting a lot of that on my networks here this coming week. And everyone, you heard it, you know, you can repurpose your life at any time. Sometimes God may have to remove some things from you to see what is your mission in life. You guys, you're looking at Dave again. He's about to turn 30. But seriously, you know, your faith is powerful. You guys have seen what it's done to Dave. You know, you've seen what it's done to me. And other folks. Dave, I love you, my friend.
Thank you
so much for blessing the show. And I tell you, man, literally, I can't wait to see you in person to give you a big hug. It'll be at your thighs, but to give you a big hug.
I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
Well, you guys never deal with this special episode is about to end, but I'll continue to keep some amazing folks coming your way. But until next time, may God continue to bless your families. May God continue to bless your friends, and most importantly, may God bless you, the listener and viewers. Be safe out there, Dave.
Thank you for listening to this most recent episode. And remember, you can listen and watch all of the previous episodes on my YouTube channel. The best way to connect to me and all of my social media is follow me on the Parade Deck. That is www.paradedeck.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. I'll see you guys soon.